it's an exciting time of the year in American sports. Of course, lots going on, but most notably, we've got finals in the football, the playoffs. Just before we get to those in the NFL, Dick, we've got to go through this big college game yesterday. I can't believe, not necessarily that Clemson won, but the magnitude of the victory. 44 points to 16 against the Crimson Tide. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly my take as well. Good morning. You know, I like Clemson plus the points in this game, but I wasn't quite bold enough to like them straight up, but I should have been because, you know, you just saw the dawning of a college football, soon-to-be NFL football superstar in Trevor Lawrence. I mean, this kid is already being tabbed as the number one pick in the 2021 draft. We got to wait two more years because the rules state that you have to be out of high school for 3 years before you can go into the NFL draft. So he still has two more years in college football. And, you know, you just saw the talent, the size, the athleticism on display. You know, we already have an NFL scout saying he's the best freshman prospect at quarterback we've ever seen. So, he certainly took that Alabama defense to school last night.
Okay, why? What is it about him that makes him special? And for the fans here in Australia that are listening to the program, is there a quarterback that we've seen have great success in the NFL previously that he perhaps reminds you of?
Ooh, that's a great question. If you got to look at the big guys, I would say maybe a Ben Roethlisberger type with the big arm, enough mobility. He's probably the one that that at least right now he reminds me of, but it's 6'6". He can see over the offensive line. That's very important. You don't want to be too tall as a quarterback. 6'6" is about as tall as you can be and still be successful. You get the guys that are 6'7", 6'8". They usually don't have the coordination. They usually don't have the athleticism to escape the pocket. But his accuracy and his arm strength are on display. And he has enough athleticism where he can get away. He's not a running quarterback. He's not a Russell Wilson or a Cam Newton or anything like that. But he is able to get away from pressure, and he's only 19 years old. That's the amazing thing. I mean, he's still got two more years of ripping up college defenses before he even has to worry about an NFL defense.
Wow.
Dick, I want to ask you about last week's games. The Colts were too good against the Texans, and we had that Cowboys match, which was a close one against the Seahawks. What was your take on those two matches, mate?
Well, I think the take overall is that the underdogs prevailed again, guys. This is two consecutive wild card weekends where the underdogs are 8-0 against the spread. So you're seeing teams that are going on the road for these games that are faring very, very well. I mean, you take a look, the Seahawks did not win the game, but they were 2.5-point underdogs. They cover the spread barely at the end of the game. You see the Colts winning outright by two touchdowns at Houston. They were the better team, even though they had to go on the road. You saw the Chargers, the better team over the Ravens, getting that win on the road. And you saw the Eagles in kind of flukish fashion getting the win over the Bears. That was one of the more remarkable finishes in playoff history, where a kick not only hits the upright, but hits the upright and then the crossbar, the double doink before it bounces out. And the Eagles hold on to the victory. So a lot of parity in the NFL. That's what that shows, guys, is that you know, these teams that win their divisions aren't necessarily the better team.
Okay. All right. Well, what does that mean for next week of the playoffs? We've got Kansas City up against Indianapolis. $1.42 Kansas City, Indianapolis $2.90.
Yeah, you know, Indianapolis definitely has a puncher's chance in this game. They're playing very good football. I do believe that Indianapolis is 1 year away from being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I've got to stick with my Kansas City Chiefs. They're the team that I've tabbed for a long time now to win the AFC. They're not playing as good a football now as they were a month or so ago, but I still think they're good enough to win at home. Now, the trends favor Indianapolis. There's no question. Indianapolis is 4-0 in the playoffs all time against Kansas City. Kansas City has not won a home playoff game in forever. I think they finally get that monkey off their back. I don't love the number in this one, guys. You know, if I had to bet a side, I'd probably bet Indy plus the points. I think it'll be a fairly close game, but I do like Kansas City to win that game.
All right, well, they're $1.90, Indianapolis, plus 5.5, the tab here in Australia are giving them. What about this LA Rams-Dallas game? The Rams here in Australia, very short, Dick, around that $1.30 price.
I've never really been a fan of the Rams, guys. I think there's too many holes in that defense. I think this line is too big. I was very impressed with what I saw the Cowboys do against the Seahawks, albeit at home. But they're going to go to Los Angeles, and you would think, okay, L.A.'s got a home field advantage, right? Not necessarily. That's a 100,000-seat stadium. The Dallas Cowboys fans travel probably better than any fans in America. There are Dallas Cowboy nations in every single city, particularly a huge city like Los Angeles. I would not be surprised if there are 30 to 40,000 Cowboy fans in that 90,000-seat stadium. The Rams are not going to have a home field advantage whatsoever. In fact, you know, it might be noisy when the Rams offense is on the field. I think the Rams will find a way to pull it out in the end, but give me the Cowboys plus the 7. I'm getting a full touchdown with a defense that should be able to slow down that Rams rushing attack. I like the Cowboys plus the point.
Oh, they've only got the plus 6.5 here. Yeah. That's how much the assessors have got it. So that conversion would be key as well. They're $2 at that. Quickly, New England versus the Chargers.
Love San Diego in this one, guys, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers went to New England and won that game straight up. They're the better football team, guys. It's kind of like a situation where we had this week where I said the better football team would go on the road and get some of these wins. Chargers are without question the better football team. In fact, other than at the head coaching position, Anthony Lynn versus Bill Belichick, I'm not sure where the Patriots are better in any position on the team. So really the only thing the Patriots have going for them is home field and then obviously a big coaching edge. But I like the Chargers, certainly plus the points, and I wouldn't mind putting some shekels on the money line as well.
So you're saying Tom Brady is not as good as Phil Rivers?
Not right now. Not at this age. I mean, he was obviously 5 years ago, 4 years ago, but Rivers has had a better season than Tom Brady,
Okay.
All right. And what about this one, New Orleans v. Philly? Of course, Philly outstanding on the weekend, and they look to go right off. But New Orleans favourites for the Super Bowl overall.
Yes.
And they're $1.27 in this match. Looking ahead towards that overall winner, Dicker, are New Orleans in the box seat, or do you think there's one of these other teams that can throw a bit of spanner in the works?
No, I'm rolling hard on these Saints guys. I've been rolling hard on the Saints for a long time, and I think they win this game without too much trouble. Drew Brees has exactly zero losses in his career in the playoffs at home, and I don't think he gets his first one against a team that just barely snuck by in the last round. I mean, hand it to the world champs, the Eagles, for getting that win in Chicago. That's a tough victory, but a different cut of steak, as they like to say here, between the Saints and the Bears. So I think the Saints get this one. The line's pretty big. I wouldn't put a lot on the 8 points there. That's a pretty big line.
Yeah, 8.5 here for our tab.com.au listeners as well.
What were you going to say there? Jeez.
Well, they would have been winners if they went Philadelphia.
Oh,
now, good on you, Dick. Appreciate that. Great time of the year for NFL fans.
Sounds good, guys. We'll talk to you next week.